kind of a retro track from the Modern Jazz Quartet, including a harpsichord. That's walk-up music for Marisa Volpe, who's Community Engagement Director at History Colorado. Good morning, Marisa.
Good morning, Steve. It's so nice to be here with you today.
Oh, good to have you with us. We are checking in with museums around the state to find out what they have to offer, because people just can't gather. You are usually full with school bus loads of students, and it's all quiet over there at History Colorado, but I know you guys are busy trying to capture this moment in Colorado history. Marisa, the streets of downtown are like deserted, like a ghost town. It is so eerie and so weird.
Mm-hmm.
What are you experiencing?
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are really historic times, Steve. It's a time set apart, and we know that this time is going to shape and transform everything that comes after it, from the economic to the health to the sociological impacts in our state, in our country, in our world. So Mark Twain has a great quote about history. He says, "History doesn't repeat itself necessarily, but it often rhymes with itself." And we might say that the history currently in the making is rhyming with the flu pandemic of 1918, but also history like 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. And these events are mimicking each other, not only in the devastation, obviously, that they're causing, but more importantly, the common cause for us to come together. It's really been so awe-inspiring to see the way from our local to our global communities are coming together and hoping even through this. And that's what History Colorado is so interested in, hearing those stories of all our community voices and how this pandemic is shaping our lives, because we know future generations will be looking to us for that information. Yes?
Marisa Volpe with History Colorado. Now, tell me about this campaign to collect stories. I've been making some entries and trying to do a little poetry about, you know, the stuff that I see and experience, the howling at night, and all the things that are making this so special. How are you gathering up our stories for future reflection and investigation over at History Colorado?
Absolutely. Thank you. That's a perfect example. Whatever medium you feel comfortable with, whether that's poetry, whether it's photography, whether it's journal entries, writing stories, we really want to be set up in a way to accept any kinds of donations that tell the COVID-19 story for you and your family and your community. We consider ourselves the state's memory, and it's a really important role that we play for our state and really the preservation of our state's history, so we can have a better future.
How do we send it to you?
We send that too. So basically, we have a web page. I know that's all online for you, that you can find all the details to that. You can complete a journal. One of the easiest ways is to call us. So you can just call and leave a voicemail at 720-466-8215. So you can call and leave us a voicemail. Go ahead and just dump what you have got. Just share what you want, and then we will get back to you. We can kind of curate that with our staff. You can email us at hc_COVID-19@state.co.us. And you can also look online for ways to download a journal template or complete a very easy survey in English or Spanish. That really helps walk through the user to understand what are some of the kinds of questions or things we're looking for to collect at this time. So again, I really want to direct you to our website and that specific COVID-19 page. So it's www.historycolorado.org/COVID-19.
HistoryColorado.org. I'm sure it's prominent there on the homepage. Marisa Volpe with History Colorado, gathering up the stories. What do we tell the and so for reference, this might be the kind of thing that you would tell the next generation, your nieces or nephews or kids or grandkids, what it was what it was like back in 2020 and how did you get through it? Mm-hmm. Where did this mask
Absolutely.
Come from, right?
When we think about what are some of the stories we want to preserve and tell, we think in 100 years from now, Steve, what are people going to want to know about what life was like during this pandemic? And I know for myself, I would hope we could tell our children and grandchildren that, you know, we did everything we could as a community to overcome this difficult time. We really band together to deter the spread of this crisis. So to give you a comparison, the flu of 1918, if we were to extrapolate that the numbers to our current society or current time, that would have been about 2 million lost in the population. Again, the population was much smaller in the United States then, but again, thinking about inflation and whatnot, would have been about 2 million people. So right now, we're in the middle of COVID-19. We're not at the end, but I certainly think as a nation and a community, we are really deterring that we don't get to those kinds of numbers.
Yeah, right.
And it's been all these practices that we've been putting into place that we're hopeful that they really have made a dent in this pandemic.
Yeah, it's all about this term flattening the curve and what that means. We get to explain it and break it down and share that story with History Colorado. The website History Colorado, they've got a phone number to collect your story. I mean, just drop a voicemail and give them a nugget, a journal template that you can download. All there, historycolorado.org. Marlisa Volpe with History Colorado, thank you so much for reminding us not to forget. We are forgetful people. So thank you for the reminder to write it down, okay?
Absolutely. My pleasure. You have a beautiful day. Take care.
You too. Stay safe. It's Marlisa Volpe from historycolorado.org. Now that